Welcome back to the Nerdrotic channel, everybody. My name is Gary Beekler. I'm live in San Francisco, California, and I come to you from nerdrotic.com. And I was just going to do a easy breezy live stream this evening, and some news just fell in my lap. I had to look for it a little bit. I Googled Star Trek news, and it wasn't the first or fifth or 20th thing that came up. I had to dig for it, but it looks like the Metro, okay, not the pantheon of journalism or anything, but the Metro has reported on the Star Trek Discovery lawsuit. And there may be others. I haven't looked, honestly, in the last day. But before that, I was looking three or four times a day, and the only people reporting on this was MechaRandom42, who I see in the chat. Hello. Doomcock, of course, and the wonderful and great Midnight's Edge After Dark. And myself, too. I'll include myself. So I'm pretty happy. I just skimmed the article. It pretty much says what we said, but we're going to read it together just to poke the bear a little bit more, I guess. So let's see what kind of trouble we could start. Of course, I don't want to start any trouble that would hurt Anas's case in any way, shape, or form. So if we ever cross the line, he's reached out in thanks to me on Twitter. Just let us know, Anas, and I'll back off. But I figure that this is out there, so it's okay to report on. I want nothing more than for him to get justice and his game to make lots of money. Maybe possibly end Star Trek Discovery in the process. That, you know, that's asking for a lot. So, but I'll be honest with you, folks. I don't want anything to interfere with Star Trek Discovery season 2, because I really, really want to recap every single episode live. I can't lie to you. I'm looking forward to that, like, more than Christmas. Maybe more than my kid's birthday. I don't know. Just being honest, folks. Hello, everybody in the chat. I'll get to you shortly. Let's peruse this article. But this makes me so happy. This got reported today at 10:36 a.m., I'm supposing, Eastern time. And it says here, Star Trek Discovery is being sued, stealing plot lines and characters from a little-known, not for long, Anas, a little-known 2014 video game. Well, if the Metro and other sites like that keep reporting on it, it won't be little known. And please go check it out. Support and ask in any way, shape, or form on Twitter. Be respectful as you can to him anyway. CBS are being taken to court by a video game developer who claims they plagiarized storylines and characters while creating Star Trek Discovery. Anas Abdin, the creator of the 2014 indie title Tardigrades, announced last week that he tried to prevent his dispute with the media company going to court, but felt he had no other choice. He claims that the show, who is in co-production between the American Broadcasting Company and streaming service Netflix, let's not forget that, has stolen key characters and plot lines from his game series. After initially claiming the show had infringed his creative property last year, Anas has said that CBS have refused to engage in a dialogue with him, and he had no choice but to take the matter to the court. I'll go one step further in the great interview Doomcock did with him. Please check it out. I will link it in the description. They did have a little dialogue. They promised not to sue him. Let's not forget that one kind of sticks in my craw a little bit. Okay, just a little bit. I tried to prevent this as much as possible, but CBS treated me in disrespect, I would say so. I am officially going to court against CBS Star Trek Discovery, he tweeted. He explained exactly that he was attempting to sue the company in a blog post writing, "I wanted to keep you updated regarding the tardigrades and Star Trek Discovery post from October 18, 2017. Yes, this has been going on a long time and really not reported at all. First of all, I wanted to thank everyone who posted videos, articles, and even talked about the issue on their social media. You're very welcome. No problem. The last 10 months were so hard on me and the development of the project. I tried every way possible to have a respectful and reasonable discussion with CBS, but they treated me in disrespect and just dangled me around with postponed meetings due to their vacations and being busy." Well, not writing a script or anything like that. That's for sure. And there's his wonderful tweet, all the pictures that, man, nothing looks similar. I'd like to point out on the bottom left that his character Yolanda is wearing a yellowish jumpsuit, which looks a lot like what Michael Burnham is wearing when she's being transported to the prison ship that they should have left her on, or prison planet, or wherever the hell they were going. Some handsome blonde guys right there. The first conversation turned out to be the last one. I gave them a lot of time to make things right. Unfortunately, I found myself at a dead end with them, and I had to enforce my rights by filing a lawsuit to treat me seriously. Anasis claims revolve around the show supposedly stealing the idea of an alien tardigrade is the key to interstellar transport, and humans are exploring this through a scientific breakthrough. While he also claims the relationships between Paul Stamets and Hugh Culbler is more than similar to one explored in the 2014 game. And man, there's other similarities. We have gone over them. This video game was first announced in 2014 and then published and greenlit for release on Steam platform back in 2015. Star Trek Discovery, again, a joint production between Netflix and CBS, was announced in 2015 and premiered last year on Netflix. It has been commissioned for a second season with an expected release coming sometime in 2019. Now, the Metro is obviously European. They're talking about that, you know, Netflix has the Star Trek Discovery streaming rights, excuse me, and we have to pay for it on CBS All Access, which, again, very happy to do, as long as I can recap on it. And let's get to the chat. Folks, what do you think about this? It's about time. I'm glad this wasn't released on a Friday. It was released today. Sorry I missed it earlier, but I'm glad I caught it now. And hopefully we can bump this and, you guys out there can talk about it a little more. It's repeating a lot of the same information, but we just don't want this to fall down the memory hole. At least I don't. It has been said that I may have a little bit of a problem letting things go. I didn't let the Expanse thing go. Still pissed about Doctor Who, but I have trouble letting some stuff go. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. This one I'm not going to let go. I'm going to bump it at least once a week if I can. We're probably not going to hear much news after this, and the best possible outcome is that Anas is happy. That's, for me, that's all I want. Belinda, it's good to see Belinda in here. Hello. And again, Mecha Random and Purge and Mary Ashmead, who does not miss a show, and JP. How is it going, everybody? Viking bitch, feisty fan. Dakota Stanton. Look at all the ladies in the house. That's awesome. Movie Fenobi, what's up? Avocados, live stream. Gary chose a nerd family. We are the nerd family. And I have not had an avocado in a couple days, Movie Fenobi. So I'm jonesing a little bit. I'm jonesing. So I am. Kerry Dalton, how's it going? I'm pretty stoked about this. I am pretty stoked. What CBS has noticed, I'm sure they've noticed. This is all allegedly and all the other stuff we need to put out there. My belief, my personal opinion, belief, whatever, is that CBS has done everything it can to suppress this. Christ, I saw an article. I mean, this is unrelated, but this shows you like what shills, media can be. And this is why people are coming to YouTube now more than ever, because they can't trust these websites anymore. Cinema Blend had posted this, Midnight's Edge mentioned, I think Mecha did too, posted an article on how Star Trek IV doesn't need Chris Pine. That I'll probably report on tomorrow night during our Friday live stream. It is the shilliest of shill articles ever. So those things exist. These things happen. I'm surprised the Metro has reported on it, but maybe CBS All Access doesn't have the reach in the UK. I think the Metro is from the UK. I didn't give the author of this credit. So JJ Natris, thank you very much for reporting on this. Good on you, mate or girl. I can't remember what mate. I'll just say mate. It's whatever. We'll say that as a boy or a girl or whatever you choose to be. So that is really cool. And I'm glad it's reported on. I hope some other, maybe some American outlets can pick it up, but they probably won't. Feisty fan, thank you for the $1.99 super chat. And again, Movie Fanobi, thank you for the movie $1.99 super chat. Feisty fans is high, best chat ever. Lick that button. That's right. Don't forget to lick the button. If it's a little salty, it's okay. It's okay. Dakota Stanton, $5. Hello from Wisconsin hellhole, quote unquote workplace. Hey, we love Wisconsin. There's a couple people from Wisconsin in here. I don't want to dox any of them. If they want to announce it, that's fine. But I adore people from, my wife is from Wisconsin, from Sheboygan. So I went to a Packer game, Green Bay. They're good people. Brats. Excellent. Excellent. Most of the sites that usually cover this sort of news would be have been surprisingly silent. Probably because of the show aligns with their political views, says Angry Mr. Fibble. That, I would say absolutely that. That's undeniable. I think it's also undeniable that they would deny them access. If you guys saw, I don't know if anybody paid attention to what went on Twitter when they premiered Star Trek Discovery, and they invited, even a couple people on my Facebook friends list. They invited some... premier blue checkmark tweeters, so they would tweet positively about it, and all of them did, called it groundbreaking and stuff. And the only thing at the time I knew about Star Trek Discovery was the Midnight's Edge video. So I'm like, oh, well, maybe those guys were wrong and maybe it's good. And then I saw it and realized Midnight's Edge After Dark was 100% right about the show. So yeah, there's a lot of that going out there. That's why you can't trust Twitter or people, especially the blue check marks. I'm going to say I'm very skeptical. Discovery is such a shill crap. Even Tilly has a shill piece. They interview her and she swears STD is for kids. What? Is that what your you did a video, a stream on that earlier. I didn't know that's what that came from. What? I wouldn't show my 21-year-old Star Trek Discovery just because I wouldn't want him to see something bad. But Dave Bob, STD is cancer. Well, it's itchy at the very least. I would not show my 12-year-old Star Trek Discovery. There's like cannibalism, or I don't know. There's a lot of eating of species in it. I don't care about the F words. They're pretty juvenile. Even my 12-year-old would think they were juvenile in the way they were used them. No, I would never show that's ridiculous. That is, I don't even know if Star Wars is for kids anymore, to be honest with you. But Star Trek Discovery is not, you can't come out and want to be Game of Thrones and then, say you're for kids. I would like her to point out, I'd like Tilly, the actress, I'd like her to point out like what exactly, and because I didn't see any moment, not even a nanosecond, that would have been good for kids. She must not have kids. That sounds like, nothing against people who don't have kids. It's all good. They're not for everybody, believe me. But no. I mean, y'all remember being a kid. Would you watch Star Trek Discovery when you were a kid? I wouldn't. STD needs to die, especially after they stole a poor kid's video game. Absolutely. I mean, I will echo Mecha Random again. Star Trek Discovery is more like tardigrades than it is like Star Trek. That needs to be a t-shirt, Mecha. Really. That was good. Well said. Well said. Mutilated bodies, Klingon boobs, F-bombs, perfect for kids, says Angry Mr. Fibble. Right? Now there's a show pitch. It's like Game of Thrones, but for kids. That's good. I didn't see STD, so I have no opinion. Well, have fun, kids. Hi, Viking bitch. Bye, Viking bitch. Come back tomorrow. We'll be back. So we'll be talking about, I was going to, that's why I did a separate video on this one. Viking Bitch, so we can not talk about it tomorrow. The two things we will not talk about on our Friday night live stream is Star Wars and Star Trek. We're going to try to have a little fun. Probably say goodbye to Mr. Robot. That's official. That's pretty sad. Space boobs. Need I say more? Yeah. Like scaly ones. I mean, you know, fan of boobs. It's okay. But, you know, not for kids. I remember TV Funhouse had to take their porn for kids sketch off the air because it was such a it was in such horrible taste. that sounds funny though. I Spit on Your Grave when I was 14. So no comment from me, David Hill. Yeah. I mean, I watched some pretty horrible stuff when I was 12, but, I wouldn't even say that it's more the eating of other species that I wouldn't show it to my, not even the boobs or the F word, you know, whatever. That's we live in San Francisco. My kid sees horrible things on his way to school. So just on the street. Yo, yikes. Random. Dang. I put a bag over the Klingons. Oh, God. Romulan beer goggles. Johnny Mattress. Oh, this is digressing here. Scaly Kling Orc boobs. We usually don't, I've been putting out a lot of videos like this, but it's not the thing we do the most around here. But I'm not going to let this go, and I'm going to keep talking about it. I'm sure other people will. I was just very happy to see this because it looked like to me it was falling down the memory hole. I think, you know, like I've said before, that the end game on this one will probably be settlement. It'll probably be hushed up. We won't hear much about it, and that's fine. That's cool. I hope this bumps Anas's video game quite a bit. And he, you know, maybe gets a little cash to take care of his parents, take care of himself. That would be the justice being done. Was there justice done? Silhouetted animator, not yet, but we're working our way towards it. I'm no lawyer. I know these copyright cases and plagiarism cases are really tough to prove. But on the surface level, I think Tom talked about it on Midnight's Edge. You know, I think these do go to, I don't know if they go to jury trials. If this went to a jury, I think he'd have a serious chance, a group of people. But Dennis, my co-host, talked about that there's percentages involved. But I think copyright law has kind of changed in the last few years with the advent of the internet. And there's a lot, IP is murky as hell. I remember a parody about a donate for breast implants for teenagers called Tits for Tots. Philip A. Demick. Dakota Stanton, $5 super chat. Thank you. Cannibalism is the one thing Wisconsin hands over San Fran. Cough. Dahmer. Cough. Okay. Well, that's what we know about, Dakota. But you got me on that one. Only 16 likes. Share the love, folks. Thank you, Elwin Ransom. I appreciate it. Sean Full Dark, how's it going? Orville is more Star Trek than Discovery. Absolutely. Oh, I can't wait for that to come back. I am so looking forward to December 30th. No, it needs to be spoken about because STD sucks so bad. And they had to plagiarize the guy's video game, right? And probably dumb down his plot to nothing. And again, a cool concept for a video game. No problem there. But yeah. What I would really love to know is the details, which we're never going to find out, but I would love to know because there's no way in hell that happened by accident. No way in hell. I don't know if he was from Ohio, but I think he was in Wisconsin when the murders happened, Mecca. I don't know if he was from Ohio though. Can't wait for Orville. Very excited to see the next season, says David Hill. Yeah, me too. Silhouetted Animator says, I'd buy his game. I'm going to buy it too. I'm going to buy it out of support. It would have originally been for Spite, but it is out of pure support for him now. He's been, you know, he's played it smart. He hasn't come out and said a lot of things. He said what he needed to say, said it at the right time, said it right. He dropped the lawsuit right at a really good time, because they were dropping a bunch of Star Trek news from the convention. And, you know, he could have dropped it during that news, but the Patrick Stewart stuff might have drowned it out. I thought the timing was perfect. It was right when that stuff was about to tail out. We were kind of, you know, we were at the tail end of getting Star Trek news from the convention, and then boom, this thing hits, and then nobody reported on it. And frankly, it's been slow. It's been a really slow news week. I mean, aside from like ridiculous Star Wars casting, and Mr. Robot ending, Ben Affleck going to rehab. I mean, it's almost, you know, I think this would have been something. The only thing I've heard is Star Trek doesn't bring the clicks. I could almost believe that. I'm starting to think that Star Trek Discovery only gets interest due to criticism. I mean, that's honestly, it's the only thing interesting about Star Wars now is Star Wars criticism. I think that's the only thing keeping the interest at all going. Otherwise, it would go to full-blown apathy. And, you know, if Star Trek Discovery is anything like season one, that will follow. It'll just, people will be beyond hating it and just not care, because, you know, at that point, it's a lost cause. There's no sense getting upset over it. The damage is completely done. You know, I think we all feel the Doomcock, Mecca, you know, Mead, all feel like there is a chance that if some of us pop off, we can get some kind of change going. And, you know, we are prepared. And it might not happen. Like nobody may notice, which is, you know, that's a definite possibility. But if they do, we are prepared for the trolls to come. And, you know, we got a little bit of it. I got kind of, it's barely trolled on my Twitter, but my Twitter hasn't been trolled in like a decade. So I was kind of happy to see it. I was like, let's play. And then didn't really develop into anything. Plus I can't pay attention to Twitter all the time. Busy. David Hill says Star Wars Mayville. Yeah, totally. That's where I'm at with it. Did you see the crap people were saying about Doomcock? Dakota, I saw a little bit of it. After this video, my plans are to catch up on my Twitter, which I haven't been able to look at pretty much all week. If they said, I will have to defend him, but Doomcock can take it, man. Doomcock can definitely take it. The solo novelization was better than the movie. Yeah. And Tardigrades is better than Star Trek Discovery. That's, you know, yeah. Honestly, Silhouetted Animator, Revenge of the Sith is a damn good novel. Bad movie, good novel. I will say that. Same with Suicide Squad's novelization. I might have to read that. Oh man, what a lost opportunity there. They did blaspheme our overlord, Carrie. I will have to check on that. Nihilus will have a drink for Ben Affleck. Well, yikes. Ben, get better. Star Trek is great at stealing plot lines. Ask the cast of Babylon 5, says Brian Davis. Ooh, you're starting some fighting words there, Brian. I've heard conflicting reports. My belief on that is, hey, we got two good shows. Like, what's wrong with that? Nobody better have said anything about Doomcock. Oh, watch out. Mary will get you. STD and Star Wars Resistance, trashy sci-fi on the way. Here it comes, says Johnny Mattress. Russian Ben Affleck drinks for you, says Brad Noble. What's Ben Affleck in rehab for, JP? Well, he's had past addiction problems, you know, gambling and drinking. And it's not something I really make fun of people for, because don't throw stones in glass houses, you know what I'm saying? So I hope he gets better. There you go, David Hill. Screw Star Wars. I'm hanging out for the Dune movie. If they do it right, that'll be brilliant. Who the F is bad mouthing Doomcock? Dakota was mentioning, I'm sure he's getting it on Twitter. I mean, Doomcock stirs it up. And when you stir it up, I mean, he can take it. Good luck getting to Doomcock. That's not going to happen. That's not, for one, he's got his legionnaires. He's got us. I would be happy to white knight my Doomcock, but he doesn't need it. If they kill my channel, I could come on back with a new one. I won't even need monetization. I have Streamlabs. Yeah. Same here, Mecca. If they come and try to nuke our channels, just start another one. I mean, that would kind of piss me off, but I mean, I have my website. Nerdrotic.com is the backup. I have everything backed up. So, and it's probably smart to do. We can always team up too. We can always team up. Can't wait for the tribunal. Oh, this is a good time to talk about tribunal. Since the announcement, there hasn't been a lot of planning it, but I'm sure that we'll get to that in the next few days. But the tribunal is headed by our liege Doomcock. And it is also Mecha Random 42. Tom from Midnight's Edge After Dark, and myself. Wow, I'm super honored to be included in this. And we're going to take on pop culture like a lot of people have before, but in a different way, in a format. It's going to be like a tribunal. It's going to be lots of fun. So it's going to be formatted once every other week, once a week. We'll see how things go. We'll let you know as soon as we get the schedule down. It'll jump from channel to channel. And it's an homage to the High Council, you know, which is great. Love the High Council. Big fan of the High Council. Everybody on the High Council. Doomcock has been on the High Council. And I can't wait to watch the next one. DS9 is a ripoff of Babylon 5. I don't know. I've heard differently, Dave Bob. But I don't know for a fact either way. I just know they're but a good ripoff nonetheless. Damn straight, Dave Bob. Dave Bob. I just like saying Dave Bob. Carrie Dalton. People are assholes on Twitter. It'll amount to nothing. Yeah, they are. They are. Like Kay said on Men in Black, a person is smart. People are stupid. DC stream kicked the hive. Yeah, Brad Noble. I signed up. I paid the $70 for, I think, 15 months was where, I mean, you know, just for the, I don't know about the new stuff, but just for the comic books and the animated series and Superman animated series and watching Lois and Clark and, you know, everything. Yeah, I'm totally down for that. I bought it for the channel pay for it. So the lovely patrons and super chats paid for that for Dennis and Susan and myself. Good evening, Rover, USS Rover. High Council is great. They're Star Wars centered, though. That's right. Mecca, we are Star Trek centered. Okay, so that's the biggest difference. And we have a Doomcock. Twitter is a troll maggot. It is, but you know what, Marcus Khan, we have a theory here at the Nerdrotic channel, which might not be too exciting for some people, but try to be just boring enough to where trolls don't give a shit. Now there's going to be a point where it's unavoidable. We've had a couple of them, but honestly, we're kind of we're an adulting nerd station here, so we don't get into blood sports, or we're not built on a lot of controversy here other than Star Trek Discovery. But come on, as far as controversy goes, it's pretty tame. So yeah, we don't get a lot of trolls. That's why it was weird to actually get one. I think he was bugging, or he or she, I don't know. They were bugging Mecca and Tom as well. That means the trolls win. Yeah, I just try to be too boring for them. They don't want to come around here. It's like a bunch of adults, you know, having fun. We've actually heard that. We've heard that during our streams. Like, yeah, Doomcock's cool, but you're kind of boring. Peace out. Which is fine. I don't care. So I'm gonna wrap this one up. I'm gonna go on Twitter and see what people are saying about my liege. Please support Anas Abdin, say nice things about him and say whatever the hell you want about CBS All Access. I'm not telling you what you do. Do what you want. But I mean, you know, Anas didn't, he just got his stuff stolen. He just went out to create a video game and allegedly, and somebody allegedly stole his stuff. So he's the innocent party here. I've seen possibly people go after him as well. I mean, like, if you want to come after somebody, like come after me or whatever, but lay off of him. Okay. Like, you know, again, he just created a video game, didn't ask for any of this shit. So, a lot of my friends have taken to casting, live on Twitch, then posted heavily edited recordings on YouTube to avoid trolls and copyright strikes. It's the copyright strikes I always watch out for, Philip. That's why you see zero content on this show. I got hit with a lot. I used to like production values. I'm an editor. I like throwing in music and stuff, but you know, they just took out a lot of the fun. And half the copyright strikes are bogus as hell. You're allowed to play certain amounts of a song. I mean, otherwise, like, what the hell is radio? You know, I don't know. There you go. Gary Howell, thank you so well. I'm assuming you're talking about us, but you could be talking about The Expanse or something like that. You said great show. So I'm gonna assume it's me and say Gary, even though you kind of misspell your name, it's okay because you're a Gary. So thank you. But it's 1 R, buddy. It's 1 R. just giving you crap. thanks, Gary. We love Gary's here. All right. So everybody tune in tomorrow night. If you're watching this live, if you're not, every Friday night, 8 PM, we do a live stream where we talk about anything and everything. I'm joined by my co-hosts Dennis Pathalkas and Susan Layton of Heroic Hollywood and 1428eld.com. Yes, she is a writer for those websites. Sometimes we have guests, surprise guests like Doomcock. Hopefully we can have Mecha Random on soon, tomorrow, next week, whatever. And Tom, and Rob from, we never know who's going to show up on Friday, but it's a lot of fun. It's my favorite thing to do. We are covering some TV shows here. We're covering Venture Brothers. We're covering Better Call Saul. We're covering Castle Rock, which is surprisingly good. And the, you know, Ancient Aliens, if there's one left. We just finished up with Preacher. Coming up, we have, The Gifted is coming up. Yes. So there you go. And we could talk more about Ben Affleck. So Anas, congratulations. It's getting written about. Hopefully more sites write about it. Please share this article as much as you can. And share this video if you want to do that. If you like what you saw, please like, share, and subscribe. Hi, Tara. How's it going? Hey, nerds and friends. You came late. Yeah, sorry I'm ending it. But I got stuff to do. And please subscribe to Mecha Random 42, Doomcock Overlord DVD, and Midnight's Edge After Dark. If you like what you see here, because we're getting to be kind of a tight-knit family. I watched all of Mecha's live stream today. She is so good at that. Live streaming is not the easiest thing to do. She is very talented and entertaining. So if I had a hat on, it'd be hats off to Mecha Random. So everybody, stay safe. Share this article for Anas. I'd really appreciate that. And may the small folks sing songs of your greatness. Ciao.